Sorry about keeping everybody waiting. Let me know when you're ready.
Give us a, can you give us 1 minute?
1 minute, yeah.
Brought some notes this time so I get it right. First of all, thanks for everybody for coming out. Welcome. Sorry about being late. I know that the timeline hasn't really played out like I expected it would. But as some of you are aware, I've had a lot of sunshine law requests for information and documents about a variety of things, some of which is not available to me. But anyway, so I'm here to talk about two things. First of all, the name of the officer involved in the shooting, and then I've had a lot of sunshine requests for information. I'm going to be releasing information about a robbery that occurred on August 9th, immediately preceding the altercation and shooting death of Michael Brown. It's important to note that I have made contact with someone who is in contact with Officer Brown's family to make them aware of this information being released. What we're making available today are the dispatch records and the video footage of a robbery, a strong arm robbery with use of force that occurred at a local convenience mart. I cannot discuss the investigation about the attempted apprehension of the suspect in that strong arm robbery that goes to this county prosecutor's office. I won't be taking any questions today, right now, not today, I won't be taking any questions here. I want to give this information to you, let everybody digest it, and then later on, sometime afternoon, we can get together again, and then I'll take questions. So I just want to give you a little timeline of what happened on August 9th. From 11:48 to noon, the officer involved in the shooting was on a sick call on Glen Arc. There was an ambulance present. At 11:51, there was a 911 call from a convenience store nearby, not this one. At 11:52, dispatch gave a description of a robbery suspect over the radio. A different officer arrived at the store where the strong-arm robbery occurred. A further description, more detail, was given over the radio and stated the officer was walking toward, or the suspect was walking toward Quick Trip. Our officer left the sick call. He encountered at 12:01 p.m. Our officer encountered Michael Brown on Canfield Drive. At 12:04, a second officer arrived on the scene immediately following the shooting, and at 12:05, a supervisor was dispatched to the scene. And subsequent officers arrived. There has been some questions about the calling of an ambulance. The ambulance that was at the sick case on Glen Arc was coming by immediately following the shooting, and they did respond to assess Michael Brown. I'm going to have some police officers going to be handing out packets that have all the information that was requested and the sunshine request concerning the robbery. We're going to give those packets, first of all, to those agencies that have made the sunshine request, and then anybody else who wants them. I think we have enough to give out. We've got quite a few. I'm sorry. The officer that was involved in the shooting of Michael Brown was Darren Wilson. He's been a police officer for 6 years. Has had no disciplinary action taken against him. He was treated for injuries, which occurred on Saturday. Again, I won't be taking any questions at this time, but the packets will be handed out by my officers. And the name is Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. And thank you, and I'll see you again this afternoon.
Oh, what is it?